Welcome to Earthwise, reflections on earth-based spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about Lunasav, the harvest of community. Today, August 1st, is Lunasav, one of the eight holidays in the pagan wheel of the year. Lunasav marks the first of three annual harvest festivals, this one being the harvest of community. The word Lunasav means assembly of Lugh. Lugh was the son of the Celtic Great Mother, born at the winter solstice. And it was Lugh, in the form of the ripened grain, who was metaphorically harvested at this time of year. But the grain harvest could not begin until Lugh had been honored with a great festival, which was celebrated by an assembly of the regional clans. Although Lunasav marked Lugh's mystical transformation into the grain, the festival itself was not so much a religious event as it was a celebration of community. Lunasav functioned as an opportunity to mend and refurbish ties among individuals and families and clans, and ultimately to strengthen the entire community so it could work together to bring in the harvest. People could not survive on their own, a fact as true today as it was thousands of years ago. They depended on each other for food, shelter, safety, and love. And the harvest that was about to begin would be very much a community activity. While Lunasav is celebrated on the day of August 1st by our calendars, traditionally it was a week-long event carried out just prior to the start of the harvest, whenever that occurred. Clans came together for games and competitions, horse trading and other business and market transactions, and to settle legal disputes. It was the precursor of today's summer fairs. One Lunasav activity that is still practiced in Ireland was the climbing of sacred hills. People spiraled up the hill in a sunwise direction and shared a meal at the top. They looked out in all directions so they could experience the land to which they belonged. Archaeological evidence reveals that people also placed carved stone heads of Lugh on the hilltops so he could look out over the land before he went into the grain to be harvested. Lunasav activities also included feats of skill and strength, contests that aired friendly rivalries, built team spirit and fortified community solidarity. Games included foot races, horse races, hunting dog trials, sack races, three-legged races, archery, wrestling, tug-of-war, and wife-carrying races, all of which are still enjoyed today. A more familiar name for this holiday is Lammas, which comes from the Anglo-Saxon word hleifmas, which means loaf mass. By about the year 500, much of the British Isles had been Christianized, and the Christian holiday, Lammas, began to supplant Lunasav. On the surface, it might seem that Lammas was simply Lunasav dressed up in Christian garments. But beneath the surface, there were fundamental differences. For example, while Lunasav celebrated the community and the sacred energy that flowed through all beings, Lammas focused on the individual's relationship to the Christian God and the need to make oneself worthy of his benevolence. Another difference was the activity of hill climbing. With Lammas, hill climbing became an act of penance. By climbing a hill barefoot or on one's knees, Christians sought forgiveness for their sins in order to be worthy of God's grace in the harvest. But with Lunasav, people climbed sacred hills as a ritual for embracing the land and one's connection to it. At Lunasav, the harvest is just beginning, and the exuberant gratitude traditionally expressed at Lunasav is gratitude not just for the harvest to come, but rather for the land and the community, without which the coming harvest could not happen. At Lunasav, Climb a hill and admire this beautiful land. Feel your connection to it. Reflect on your community and the many ways you are connected to it. Be aware that the land is a member of your community. Consider how you receive from and give to the land, just as you receive from and give to the rest of your community. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.